Earlier this month, a global engineering company based out of Wilmington received a $99 million loan guarantee from the U.S. Department of Agriculture for the construction of a biofuels facility. If built, it wouldn't be completed for another 2 years. But when it does, it will be the first biofuels facility in the country to harvest non-edible crops on a commercial scale. Stephen O'Connell has more.
The Chemtex biofuels plant will be built in Clinton in Sampson County. It comes with the support from the 2008 Energy Bill, the North Carolina Strategic Plan for Biofuels Leadership, and several state and private entities, including the Biofuel Center of North Carolina, the Farm Bureau Agency, and the Department of Agriculture. Communications Director at the Biofuel Center of North Carolina, Will Glenn, says the center was created in response to the Biofuel Leadership Plan as a place for research and information for people interested in growing, manufacturing, and using biofuels in North Carolina.
We have the long-term task of developing a large-scale biofuels industry, and our goal is to reduce the state's dependence on imported petroleum. We're state-supported, and we've put together North Carolina Strategic Plan for Biofuels Leadership that sets the goal of replacing 10% of the petroleum imported into the state with biofuels locally grown and produced.
Another force behind the state's efforts in the biofuel industry is the Biomass Crop Assistance Program. Biomass is material that can be found or grown to harvest biofuels, such as ethanol or biodiesel. It includes wood chips, sugarcane, corn, canola, and high-energy grasses like switchgrass, Arundodonax, or giant miscanthus. To encourage farmers, the Crop Assistance Program helps with startup costs for growing the biomass crops. Glenn says the industry could bring a lot of revenue to the state.
This could be a great boom. It could change the landscape of North Carolina and North Carolina's farmers, especially in eastern North Carolina. We expect new energy crops to be grown here in the next 5 to 10 years, and a lot of jobs being created, a lot of plants being here, just a lot of new opportunity for the biofuels industry, for North Carolina farmers and those who like to grow plants that can be used as biofuels.
When the Biofuel Center was established, it had the mandate to produce fuel with non-edible crops, such as cotton and high-energy grasses. With issues of drought and the food versus fuel debate, corn has become an increasingly unattractive crop for the production of fuels, such as ethanol. Associate Professor in the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, Dr. Ratna Sharma Shivappa, has been working in the field of bioengineering for over 9 years. She says researchers are able to convert crops such as high-energy grasses into fuel using a three-step process.
What we have found is that they have this component called lignin, which we really need to break down somehow to release the carbohydrates, which are needed to make sugars and finally a fuel or any kind of high-value product.
Dr. Sharma Shivappa says their biggest obstacle now is to make the process of converting these crops into fuel as cost-effective and efficient as possible. She says the state offers a unique advantage.
North Carolina has different environments, we have the coast, we have the Piedmont, and we have the mountains. So we could essentially be growing grasses that are more adapted to these three different types of geographic locations and increase the biomass that we get.
Dr. Sharma says they are not quite to the point of producing these fuels on a commercial scale, but thinks the technology could be realized in the next 5 to 10 years. Earlier this summer, Chemtex started its search for farmers interested in growing high-energy grasses like switchgrass or giant miscanthus. Farm owner Houston Warren has signed up to grow the giant miscanthus blend in Newport in Carteret County. Houston says he's working with Reprieve Renewables, the Farm Bureau Agency, and Chemtex to grow the grasses. Under the Crop Assistance Program, the Farm Bureau will provide him with establishment costs for 5 years. Reprieve will supply him with the seed for giant miscanthus for $1,000 an acre. The Farm Bureau will contribute $750. Warren will pay $250.
Reprieve will get the grass established, and then they turn it over to Chemtex, and Chemtex employs an agronomist who then comes out and makes sure that the grass is grown conforming to their standards.
Warren, who's dedicated 40 acres of his land to the grass, says it takes 2 to 3 years to fully mature and can be productive for 15.
They will come in and establish or plant the grass in March, and they will harvest approximately one ton from it in September, and then it goes up to the possibility of up to 20 tons plus once it becomes established and is mature.
Warren attended meetings hosted by the North Carolina Cooperative Extension. Cooperative Extension agent for Sampson County, Sandy Stewart, has been speaking with farmers about signing up with Chemtex. He says the land in North Carolina could be a good environment for the grasses.
I think it's a good fit here because we do have quite a bit of these deep, sandier soils located here in Sampson County and surrounding counties that I think would certainly have the potential to be favorable for growing these particular crops.
The meetings that took place this past summer encouraged the use of marginal land for biocrops. Marginal land has low production value and is typically non-arable. Although marginal land was the focus at the cooperative agency's meetings, Houston Warren is growing the miscanthus on Class 1 soil, a soil predominant in eastern North Carolina, also called Norfolk Sandy Lawn. Warren thinks many farmers are skeptical of the facility because the technology is new and because of recent failures at corn-based ethanol plants in the country. However, biofuels may be the future of North Carolina agriculture. Research is strong at schools such as NC State and Central Carolina Community College. The agriculture industry is the state's largest source of revenue, and the U.S. Navy has been using biofuel in recent years. The Chemtex plant in Clinton is one step toward making North Carolina a leader in the biofuels industry. Stephen O'Connell, Public Radio East.